Shkolim Peg Vov Mishnehei. We discussed the two Shloisha Asas, the Shloisha Asas Shulchanes, before that the Shloisha Asas Shtachavoyos. Now we're on to the Shloisha Asas Sheforos Hoyu Bamigdosh. 13 Sheforos, which were places to put Nidoves for various purposes. The top, we said, was shaped like a Shefer. The top was narrow, nobody could take their hand in. The bottom was the base on which it rested. And each one was designated for a separate purpose. Because of Aleim, this is what was written on each one. Taklin Chadetin. Taklin is Aramis. In the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael spoke when they came back from Babel Aramis. So that's what the language that was used in the Beis HaMikdash. Chadetin means new. Taklin means Shkolim. The Taklin Atikin is Shkolim that are old. What does it mean new? What does it mean old? That'll have to be explained. You'll notice over here that Taklin, Chadetin, Taklin, Atikin, like we said, is Aramis, but the further in the Mishnah, Kinin, V'goiz, Le'oilo, Eitzim, Levain, all these words are Lashon HaKodesh. And the answer is, Taklin, Chadetin, Taklin, Atikin, the Shkolim is a Chod that's Mutl al Kol Echad V'Echad. The universal language that was spoken in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash was Aramis. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's not proper to use as a Lechatchila, so things that were more specialized for specific uses, had Lashon HaKodesh, was less shaykh to everybody. The things that are used by everybody, there you had to write in Aramis. So the ones that we mentioned from now are going to be in Lashon HaKodesh. Kinin v'goiz le'oilo. This was put in order to provide, the Mishnah will explain, but in order to provide for those that needed kinin, peers of korbanos of tzipporin. V'goiz le'oilo is also the birds that are used for korbanos. Eitzim, wood for the mizbeach. Levoino, zohov, the way it's written now in the Mishnah, zov lichfoyrois. Interesting word. What does lichfoyrois mean? The Mefashim explained that the word over here, lichfoyrois, is miloshin kinuach, to wipe. Because the kleshoris, this was zov that was being used for kleshoris. The way the Kohen would be maze from the klishoris, bad spoils, he would wipe the edge. So it was psnikra al shem zeh. Kfoyrei, zov lichfoyrois. The other Mefashim, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, reads it with a kof. Kifoyrois, which means zov, for the kapoyrois, which means for the base kotcher kadoshim, for the walls of the rikui zov. In the base kotcher kadoshim also needed, we had this before in Perigimel, that needed constant upkeep. It's mentioned the Ritva Yuma Daftun Hey, Tais Yisham, the Tais Rosh over there. Kids, those who shall learn that the word over here is kapoyrois, which means the base kotcher kadoshim that had the kapoyrois in it. The word to use that for the klisha, it's a little bit obscure. Shisha. L'nedovim. The first seven. And then the other six for a grand total of 13 was l'nedovim for nedovim. Now the Mishnah elaborates a little bit. Taklin chadetin. Shebuchol shono v'shono. Taklin chadetin are the shkolim that came every year. This is where they put those that wanted to give the shkolim over there in the base of English. Put it in over there. Vatikin mishaloi shokal eshtekate, somebody who missed his chiyuv last year, shokal lishono habo. He wanted to give not stam and nedovah, he wanted to give shkolim, but he can't be part of that year's kabbanos because he was late and they were already tayrim from the trumas alishka. So mele, it's put into these shkolim atikin, and the mamuna put that with the shiori halishka that we had before. And from the Shiori Alishka, that's what was put over there for the Tzorchim that are delineated in the Mishnayos above. Kinin, Heim Torim, these are the Torim that are used for Korbanos. V'goiz le'oilo, Heim B'nei Yoyne, so there are two types of birds. The chiluk between the two of them is the age. Or more specifically, the Torim and the B'nei Yoyne are two different types, two different sizes, but Torim is Dafka, the older ones, Sasugi and Chulin. In the end of the first parak, and the Bnei Yoino, the smaller ones are kosher. So somebody is noided to give Torim to the Beis HaMikdash, so he has to give over there, Kinin. And if he was noided to bring Bnei Yoino, so then he put into the one that was marked Goiz Le'Oilo. Torv Goizel, the apostle calls it. That's why it was called, even though it's Torv Bnei Yoino, but the Torah calls it Torv Goizel in Pashas Bereshis by the Bris Ben Absorim. the kulon oilois, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda was used for oilois, the davois that were oilois. V'chamayim kinim, echad chatos ve'echad oilo, v'goizle oilo, kulon oilois. What this means is like this. We've had before that a woman that would be mechuyev to bring a carbon, they couldn't stay in the basement. So they would put money in there, and from there would be brought a woman that had to bring for a chiyuv, for yelades, they had to bring a chatos and a oilo. So memela, since they had to bring a chatos and a oilo, so they would put money into the... That Rabbi Yehuda is saying that they would not put money into Ishkalim. What was put into Ishkalim was only for oilois. But the karbonis hachiyuv for the women that needed karbonis from the Torah B'nai Yoino, that had to be given straight to the kehanim, and that's how they would buy the chatas and oil of yoldois, and they would bring it from there. Why couldn't they just put it and mix it in with the others? So that the Mefarshim explained, the Yerushalmi has narichus, that what happens, let's say money was put in for a woman who needed a kinim, and the woman died. Money that's miyuchid for a korban choiva of chatos, and the owner of it died, that money has to be thrown out, and it's not bottle. What does it mean the money has to be thrown out? There's a loch of chatois ha-mesois, a chatos which was already designated for a chatos for a certain individual, and that individual dies, there's nothing you can do with it. You can't be poydin, like we said, kedusha from something with kedusha sagov. So you're stuck with a carbon, and the halacha mashim sinai mesos. You have to put it in a place; has to die by itself. The money that was designated for a carbon chatos specifically on a person, also mesos. What would be the mesos? They throw it into the Yam HaMelech where it's gone. So that being said, if it would be mixed into the shofar, you could be always be choshish that there's somebody out there, a woman who passed away after having been mechuyev, and the money was designated for a carbon. In which case, there's a chash on all the mois in the shofars. So that money for choivois was kept out of the shofars. Over here was only put for nidovois of oilas oif. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda holds. They would put in for all the kinim that had to be brought. And one of them would be brought each money, amount of money that would buy a set, would bring a chatos and a oilo. The way this was done was, you tied up a woman who brought a certain amount, a bunch of coins, for her two karbonis, would bring it in a tied little bag, and would put it in to the shofar, and the kohen who took the money out knew that this money is for a oilo and a chatas together, and that's where it would be bought, and designated, and hooked up. Mishnah Vov. Ho'imer hareolai eitzim. This Mishnah describes when a person is noid of a certain amount. How much is Bechlal that stomius when he says Eitzim? He says Eitzim, how much? What's the minimal amount of Eitzim with which he could be yoitza his words of Harele Eitzim? Lo yivchos mishnei gizrin. Point is that since he said gizrin, I'm sorry, he said the word that he's saying Harele Eitzim. Eitzim obviously is two. Loshen Rabim. So he has to bring two. Now, how big is an eitz? The Rav leaves the shear of how big this stick of wood is very vague. It could be a twig, it could be a 20-foot branch that fell off a huge tree. How big is it? So there's a very interesting discussion in the Sugi and Zvochin Dav Samach Beis Amid Beis. The Rav just mentions that the shear of the eitzim over here is for the Maroch Al Gabei HaMizbeach. Now, by the way, just this is in parentheses. The Eitzim that went, since it's part of the carbon, has to come Mishel Tzibur. All carbonist Tzibur and all auxiliary chalokim of the carbonist Tzibur have to come Mishel Tzibur. When he brings Eitzim, it's not that his Eitzim go. He has to give the Eitzim over to Bedek HaBayis. And the Beis HaMikdosh, the Mikdosh, the Gizborim, are miyachid that for the Atzei HaMarocha. That's partial. How big? Atzei HaMarocha. What we have, the size that we have Mufurish in the Sugi and Zvachim, like we just said, is Amma al Amma. Why? Because that was the size of the Mizbeach in the Mishkan. So the Atzei Marocha goes across, so it's an Amma by an Amma. It's slightly less. The Lashon in the Gemara is that you shave off the very end of an Amma, Geduma. It's like an amputated Amma. Why? Because you don't want, it wasn't Yoifi for the branch to stick over the side of the Mizbeach. The problem is that this Shir Amo, Al Gabi Amo, is the size in the Mishkan. It's not the Beis HaMikdash. Cherif, all of Tkufas, Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, the Mizbech was definitely bigger. So because of that, the Rambam is in Siachas to this. The Rambam says that since that was the size, the Rambam is in Nisuri Mizbech Perek Zayin, since that was the size of the Atzeh HaMarocha Bimei Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the size that's considered Atzeh HaMarocha. The Zantazah. Lemaisi, you look at Rashi and Yumadav Chov Beis, and it would sound that the shear of the Atzeh HaMarocha would take a bigger. It had to fit the Mizbech Shal Hayom Hazeh, well, not Hayom Hazeh, but Shal Yumais HaMikdosh. And the size that's mentioned, Zvachim Dav Samach Beis, refers to the Mizbech of the Mishkan. The Rav leaves all this information out. Levoino, if somebody is Menadev, Harei Levoino. How much is Levoino? Lo Yivchois Mikoimitz. The basic shir of a Haktora of Levoino, it's the shir of Haktora of any Korban Mincha, but the Haktora of a Levoino, what's the smallest amount of Levoino that's roy to be Hukrav? A Koimitz. So then that's the shir. Now, this does not preclude that a person can't be menadiv a minuscule amount of levoina or one piece of wood. It just means that if he made a neder that said harei olai that, the stumius is that's what that lashon means. Look at the next example in the Mishnah. So, zohov, lo yivchis medina zov. The Mepharshim say that we're talking about over here not that he wants to give zov. Not even that he said harei olai zov. If he says harei olai zov, he could give a one dust. One minuscule, microscopic piece of gold. We're talking over here, he says, Madbeya of Zov. A Madbeya of Zov, the stomius is a dinner Zov. So then that's what it means. Now the Mishnah goes abruptly back to what we started talking about in Mishnah Hey. We're in the number of Shofars, the Mishnah took a diversion because we're talking about Shishul and Nedova. So the Mishnah explains to you what Nedovas look like when a person's Menadev something. Now, there were six shofars to Nedova. Nedova ma'ayosim, by the money that went into the shofars of Nedova, what did they do with it? That money was given to Kedushas Bede Kabayis, and it was used for the following purposes. Oilois, they were makri of oilois, what we called before earlier, kitz ha-mizbeach. Habosa Lashem, obviously a carbon oilo, everything, it's hukrav kolil, everything is on the mizbeach. V'ho oirois la-kohenim, the oirois are given over to kahanim. Ze medrish, Dorash Yehoyada Kohen Gadol. So this is a famous Medrash Yehoyada. It's a famous Nekuda that this halacha was Nischadish. He learned it up. The Gemara brings really that there was a pasuk. Yehoyada is of course a Kohen Gadol that's part of the Shalshalas HaKabbalah. In the Seder HaKabbalah we have where the Rambam says in Akdama to Yad HaChazaka we have after David HaMelech Achia HaShiloini. And then a door after that is Yoyodo. His son is Zechariah ben Yoyodo that was killed by the Melech Yoyosh. And after that is Elio and Elisha. In any case, Yoyodo Kohen Gadol darshan the Pasuk that's written in Parshas Vayikra. And the Pasuk says, Oshom hu, Oshoim Osham Lashem, as a riddle, by the way. Whenever you ask somebody, where is there in the Torah three words of three letters in the same Pasuk? You have Oshom with Oshoim with Osham, and each one is a separate word. One is a verb, one is a noun, and one is an adjective. Al-Koponim, the Pasuk says Oshom Hu, because I'll understand, this is where the Rav explains it. Oshom Hu is Mashmid is Bikdu Shosoi, which is Kotche Kadoshim, that should be Nechel Kahanim. And the Sefer, the Pasuk says Osham, Oshoim, Osham, Lashem. It sounds like it's Kulo Lashem. How could a carbon oshom, if it's nechal kehanim, if it's oshom hu, kedin kach kedoshim, have a din also of oshom, osham lashem, that's kule kol. So the way Yoyodah Kohen Gadol dash in the pasuk is that there is in kedushas oshom, or chatos, where something is a moisa, we had earlier, where something is, money was given, and it was nitfas by kedusha, it was miyuchid for a carbon, there was leftover, he bought his carbon chatos, and there was leftover money. So then that money is given for carbon oilois. What do you mean? Kedusha Osham. He's learning out that there's an auxiliary Kedusha in the Chalois Shem, Kedushas, Osham, and Chatos. Osham and Chatos are really the same thing. Even though they have different dinim legabi zrikas adam, they're based on the same idea of a carbon which is mechaper on an Averis Yochid. So Vinishvi, both of them have in them an auxiliary Kedusha. Again, the model that we always use is that a Pesach, Shalai Bizmane, is a Karban Shlomim. So here we have that he's dashing a Chiddush, that a Chatos and an Osham also have a Yecholas of Kedushas Oila. How, what, when, where? We have Aloch al-Moshal that a Karban Chatos that's left over, and the person died, Chatos HaMesos, so you have to get rid of the Chatos. To do away with the Chatos, it can't be used for an Oila. But in the Mois, which has in it Kedusha of being miyuchid for a carbon chatzar and oshem, there's a din that should be able to be used for carbon oilo. That's the oilo of the kitz hamizbeach that were brought with the Mois of Nedova. Zeh klal kol shu bo mishum chet mishum ashma, like we said, a chatos and an oshem, yilokach boi oilois, and then habosa lashem, v'hoireis lakoyanim. That's the also, the oshem who means part of it goes to the kohanim. Part of it goes to the Kehanim. Oshoim, Osham, Lashem. But the Bosser is a Korban Oilo. Nimtzu Shnei Ksuvim Kayomim. The Mishnah speaks it out. Shaloi Kedarka, the Mishnah doesn't usually bring a drosha. That's normally the place of a Mechilta Sefra Sefri. The Mishnah over here darshins the Pasuk. Nimtzu Shnei Ksuvim Kayomim. That's the way to read the Pasuk. Osham, Lashem. It's Kulei Kolil. The Osham, Lakoyanim. There's part of it that goes to the Kehanim. Voimer kesef oshom ve kesef chatois lo yuva beis Hashem lakoyanim yu. This already is a pasuk that mufurish is in Melachim beis perek yud beis by Yehoyada kohen gadol, and the pasuk says something which lechayr can't be true al pnei advarim. Kesef oshom, money that was miyuchid for kedushas oshom ve kesef chatois lo yuva beis Hashem, wasn't used for kabbonis lakoyanim yu, goes to the kahanim. What do you mean lakoyanim yu? So obviously, the way you have to learn is that there is in Oshem Chatos a possibility of it being used for something that has a chelek for Kehanim. And the Hezbo would be, like we just said, a carbon oilo, and the oirois, ala Kehanim.